thanks for coming in this morning.
It is a pleasure, Charlie.
And you brought along a new member of the league. We'll introduce her a little bit later on in the conversation. But you do have something special going on tomorrow for National Voter Registration Day.
I think so. We're joining over 3,000 other volunteer groups across the country in doing voter registration events. And in the Bartlesville area, this is the first time we've done 5 registration sites on one day. So it's a little bit ambitious, but we're going to be at the Bartlesville Public Library, mm-hmm. Tri-County Tech, Rogers State University, Bartlesville High School, and Green Country Village.
You will be busy, and yes. I would say you're involving a majority of the league voters to get it all done.
Yes, and even some people who aren't league members
yeah.
are helping. So our volunteer base has grown enough so we can do this. So I probably have about 20 people, around 20 people helping me. I could never do this without those volunteers, and I'm very grateful to them.
Well, unlike what I believe will be going on across much of the country, that registration drive probably will be done in part by partisan groups, but with the league, you're a nonpartisan mm-hmm. voter education organization that simply there to do the right thing.
Thank you for bringing that up, Charlie, because we are nonpartisan. We do not support a political party or a candidate.
Occasionally, the league has taken a position on an issue, but not on candidates.
You've got that right.
Yeah.
And so we're just interested in helping people get involved in the democratic process, helping make democracy work. And I think now, because of all the partisan noise and everything that's been going on in our country,
On both your houses. Never mind. Yeah. Go ahead.
the league, I think, is just as important or more important than ever in just making it easier for people to access information about voting, about candidates. And we're not having any elections coming up right away, but it is important for people to get their voter registration updated and for young people. As soon as possible, I think, mm-hmm. when they're eligible at 18 to go ahead and get set up to vote.
All right, now, correct me if I'm wrong. I think there is a recent change that I believe less than 18-year-olds can register. What is it? 3 months before their birthday?
It might be 2 months
okay.
before.
You got I knew me there's a one. Short time.
There's. I always have to look at that and figure out the dates and everything to help them. So yes, that's true. But that's only before an election,
right?
Because that's when it's needed. You want to give people, if they've turned 18, the opportunity to get on board and register, because you do have to be registered a month or two before
sure.
the election.
And I will say this is only a possibility. There could be a special election.
Okay.
Congressman Bridenstine has been selected as the president's choice to head NASA. There would have to be congressional hearings. He would have to give up his seat, and then Governor Fallon would have to call a special election. But it is possible that there could be an election prior to the scheduled November election of next year.
I'm so glad you informed me of that.
Yeah.
Because I've been away and I'm a little bit out of the.
He, you know, still has to be confirmed by the Senate and then give up his House seat. So, there is a period of time.
You know, a recent study showed that over 20 million people move across state lines every 4 years. And many of them are not aware that they need to re-register. Of course, when you're moving, that's probably the last thing you think about. So they need to update their registration. It takes less than 5 minutes, and then they will be assigned their polling place in their neighborhood, and they'll be able to vote. And instead of waiting and then going, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to vote or not. So I think that's important. And then I think getting information, you know, we have a citizen's guide that has how to contact your elected officials and a lot of other information on voting.
Last time I knew, it was a yellow covered book and that the league continually updates with information, everything from contact information for your local elected representative to how much does a state senator make anyway. You know, so it's all kinds of good stuff.
You can find that out too. Yeah. You're so knowledgeable about it. It is yellow.
Well, it's just I've been around the league before. I'm not trying to say anything other than I get to talk with interesting people every day.
Yeah, so, you do.
and that's what makes my job fun. But you're out in those locations, different locations, different times, but the point is you're trying to make the maximum effort to be in front of people for voter registration.
Right. I think the site that is probably the easiest for most people to use is the Bartlesville Public Library. Mm-hmm. We're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow. And it will be right inside the front lobby. And as I say, it's just a really easy process. We'll help people with it.
I think most of us have seen the form. It really hasn't changed too much. But it's a one piece of paper, really easy to fill out, and no additional documentation necessary.
That's right. Well, people don't have to show us anything. They will need to have their driver's license number or their social security number mm-hmm. that they just write down.
Right.
But we don't have to see any ID or anything. And then if they have questions, most of them will be able to answer. Some of them, we will give them the phone number of the election board, Washington County Election Board.
Election Board Secretary Yvonne House and her crew do an mm-hmm. excellent job in administering the election. As somebody who is down there and watching procedures, we have a very efficient election board, and rarely are there problems.
Oh, absolutely right. We're very fortunate to have such capable people in the election, at the election board.
So this is something that people can go, and I think it's interesting that you talked about the number of people who move, and I have no doubt that it is at least that number. Mm-hmm. And some of us just move across town and need to update information as well.
That's right.
We'll take a break and continue and talk with our other guest this morning on A Community Connection, and we'll talk with Shauna Bates coming up in just a moment on K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time, highlighting an event tomorrow with National Voter Registration Day and for the League of Women Voters. And I want to make sure I did get the title right. League member Shauna Bates, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And I understand you are a relatively recent League member. What drew you to the League?
Just the political climate. I joined back in January of 17 mm-hmm. and felt like I wanted to get involved and do things, but I certainly didn't want to argue my point or be in a club that was biased in one way or another.
We all have choices, but
exactly.
Some of us at least choose to keep them private.
Exactly, exactly. So I didn't know exactly what the League did, so I did some online research, found out they were nonpartisan, found out that they, among other things, educate the voter. And they even provide transportation to people that need a ride to the polling place.
And that's a role that I know the League has fulfilled locally for quite some time, probably nationally as well, but I don't have that documentation.
Right.
I can talk to the local people. I know that over the past 8 to 10 years, voter interest has, I think, increased quite a bit, particularly in certain sectors, and I'm happy to see voter interest anytime it goes up.
Yes, as am I.
So it was the nonpartisan education nature, I guess, is what it was.
Voter advocacy, mm-hmm. just making it easier on the voters. I mean, it all begins at the ballot box.
It does.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, and it's something that we can all agree on that it is an important thing for people to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So far, were you impressed with the way the League carried on their business?
Oh yeah. The thing that locally I've met a group of really hardworking, intelligent, fun people mm-hmm. that are real passionate about educating the voters, not twisting it or being biased. Again, being biased in any way, just accessing the information that people are that need to make an informed choice.
And I think that's it right there, informed choice. Something that I like to do whenever I speak with candidates is ask the questions that allow the candidates themselves to differentiate themselves one from another, and let them do their job, and I'll just try to ask the street down the road questions.
Yeah.
When it comes to voter registration, this obviously, if you're not registered, then the rest of the process can't work for you. This is kind of step one.
Exactly. Especially for young people, you know, the 18-year-olds, getting into the high schools, into the Tri-County Tech area, getting them and just educating them on how it's done.
And you mentioned Tri-County Tech, an institution that serves, obviously, by their name, Tri-County. So they serve a broader area than just Washington County, just Bartlesville area. If they're turning age-wise where they would become an eligible voter, you'd say, here's the form, fill it out, regardless of where you live, right?
Exactly. State of Oklahoma, anywhere in the state of Oklahoma.
And yeah, and if for with Kansas voters, then we'll turn them to the Kansas voter registration site, and they can apply appropriately.
Right. Exactly.
And so, but since that's not going to be an issue for 99% plus of the people you're going to run across tomorrow.
Right.
We'll leave the other whatever percentage is to them.
Exactly.
You've done it fairly recently, voter registration process. How long? Took you less than 5 minutes to fill out the form.
Five minutes to fill out the form. 5 minutes to change your address or marital status changing your name, if you a recent marriage, changing your name, changing addresses, less than 5 minutes, worth it.
Exactly. And then the local election board, I'll say Yvonne House, but if you live in some other county, then it'll change, obviously, will send you the appropriate voter ID form, and that form right there is suitable for showing your ID at the polling place.
That's all you need. Yeah. That's all you need, show your ID at the polling place.
And I think that's one thing compared to some other states. Editorial opinion from Charlie, Oklahoma has done that one right. If you're registered, they send you the form. You don't have to worry about any other form of ID. You can choose. You can do a whole list of them, but they sent you the one you need.
Right.
This is something that is important, and if you moved in from another state, or if you simply, I'll say, haven't voted in some time, the agencies do occasionally clear the voter rolls because they think you may have moved or died or whatever. So it's not a bad idea to just check your voter registration.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you can do that, and it's pretty easy to do. You could do it through a phone call to the election board office, or any number of ways, but it's just something that's nice to do. Something that goes on occasionally in live radio. Somebody's phone going off, and it's okay. It's not phone calls do end, and that phone will go to voicemail eventually. It's okay. I'm not going to say whose phone it is, but it's okay. It happens in the studio occasionally. If you're not sure where you're registered, you can contact your local election board, and they will tell you, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
When does the league meet? If somebody's interested in becoming part of this group of great people who are interested in voter education and getting people to simply do the right thing, Connie, walk me through the process. How does somebody become a member of the league?
Oh, well, we have a website, and we have a membership form, and we have our number out there, and they can call or they can get on the website and get information. And we don't have like regular meetings for the public, but we do have programs, working on a program right now that we're really excited about for the fall, and it has to do with media literacy.
Oh, sure.
You know, understanding how to sort things out with what you read and what you hear and what you see on Twitter or whatever. And they can find out that way. And we're always interested in having people contact us, and that information we put it in the newspaper, and we from time to time we'll put that information out there.
Okay, well, and I know that you publish a newsletter via email, usually with some great information.
And the phone number that they can call is 918-337-2850, and they will get our president, Pat Netzer. And I think it's really important too, is like, if people can't make it to the library tomorrow, they can always go to the Washington County Courthouse. The election board is on the first floor, and they can do their registration there. And they can also look at the website. It's the Washington County Election Board website, mm-hmm. WashingtonCEB@countycourthouse.org. So we'll be putting that out.
I'll also give
there.
The state board site okay. out there, elections.ok.gov, maybe a little bit easier for you.
That sounds easier.
You can also pick up the voter registration forms at all tag agencies and public libraries
and post offices.
That's
right. I keep them supplied at the library in Bartlesville and Dewey with registration forms. So you can just do it yourself, and you can mail it in, or you can take it to the courthouse.
One nice thing about your event tomorrow is, of course, you're going to be in all those locations, and people can simply say, oh, I see the display, let me walk up and do it right now.
Right. And then after at the end of the day, I'll collect all of the registration forms completed. We'll also check it over for them, because it's easy to miss a box or two, and then that slows the process down. And then the next morning, I will be at the election board delivering all of those, so that just expedites things.
Sounds great. It's going to be easy. By the way, it's free. Stop by and take home one of the, or maybe a couple of your yellow booklets with all kinds of good information.
Oh, yes. Yes. We'll have that there. And it was me. It was my phone. I have to confess that.
And now the cat's out of the bag. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. It is, representatives from the Bartlesville League of Women Voters. I guess the title correctly is League of Women Voters of Bartlesville Area. And I've been talking with Shauna Bates and Connie Lavoie. It's Voter Registration Day nationally tomorrow, and if you are not registered at your current address, here's an opportunity for you to get involved. More on AM 1400 K1 coming up in just a moment.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us